This is All Things Considered on Interlochen Public Radio. Good evening, I'm Linda Steffen. First of the year, there are some pretty big changes rolling out in insurance coverage for mental health problems, things like depression and anxiety. The goal is to help more people get access to care. But a new report shows insurance coverage could end up being little help in Michigan if there's not enough doctors and other providers to give the care. One of the areas with particularly dismal statistics was a region around Petoskey, extending north to the tip of the Mitt and into the eastern Upper Peninsula. I asked Marianne Udow Phillips if she could contrast the Petoskey area with the greater Grand Traverse region. She's with the Center for Healthcare Research and Transformation, based in Ann Arbor.
So Petoskey has less access than the Traverse City region, particularly for child mental health services. Petoskey has 94% of the physicians saying that the services are inadequate for child mental health, and only 70% in the Traverse City area. And for adult services, the Petoskey region had 76% of physicians saying services were inadequate. In Petoskey and in Traverse City, it was 63%. So Traverse City is better in terms of access relative to the Petoskey region just generally, except when it comes to substance use. And that's where it reverses. That's where in the Traverse City area we find it harder for patients or for physicians to find adequate care for substance use in Traverse City than in Petoskey.
And are you seeing any kind of divide just more generally in terms of northern Michigan versus southern parts of the state?
Well, you know, it's a little bit across the board. Marquette, for example, really doesn't look terribly bad relative to the state. Every place in the state is bad. I should sort of stipulate that. There's no place in our state that had really great access to mental health. The best areas tended to be somewhat in southeast Michigan, Royal Oak, and Pontiac actually had some of the best access, but there's no place that's great. They still had, you know, 50% of the physicians saying access was a problem. The Muskegon area is one of the areas of our state that has the most challenges in terms of access, even worse, actually, than the Petoskey area, just sort of across the board. So
I couldn't tell from your map. Does that extend as far north as the Ludington area?
It does, yes, because, again, it's sort of based upon where the major tertiary hospital is in that region.
Now, how come you chose to break out a difference between adult mental health care and child mental health care?
We knew that there were differences in terms of the type of care that's given. There are fewer child psychiatrists in the state, for example, than there are psychiatrists who deal with adults. Child and adolescent issues are complex, and it really takes a lot of specialized training to deal with those particular issues. And we just have less capacity. We knew that overall. And it is particularly so in the northern part of the state, where I think there are hardly any child psychiatrists. And so that means that it's primarily primary care physicians that are delivering care for adults and for children who have mental health issues.
Now, with adults, I know we often think of depression and anxiety as being big ones, but are those the same sort of big questions for children, or are we talking about things like autism?
In this particular study, we asked specifically about depression and anxiety disorders. So I think if we'd asked about the broader spectrum of mental health issues, we would have found, you know, similar types of problems. But just for depression and anxiety disorder, about a quarter of the state's population told us that they suffer from those disorders, that they've been actually diagnosed with those disorders.
One of the big points in your report this week is that adding insurance coverage is probably not enough, but any chance that as people have more money to pay mental health providers, that'll encourage more providers to move into the area and sort of naturally solve the problem?
You know, I don't think it's going to be a natural solving of the problem. I mean, certainly we found from consumers in this consumer part of the survey that cost is the biggest obstacle for people getting care. And that will be improved significantly with the implementation of the Affordable Care Act and with the Medicaid expansion in Michigan. But I don't really think that in and of itself is going to be the solution to the access problem the physicians are telling us about. takes a long time to train new practitioners. And even if people have more insurance coverage, many practitioners today actually don't take that insurance coverage even when it exists because payment is relatively low for mental health practitioners. So you've got to look at sort of a bigger picture than just the coverage picture.
Marianne Udall-Phillips, thanks again.
Great to be here. Thank you, Linda.
Marianne Udall-Phillips is with the Center for Healthcare Research and Transformation based in Ann Arbor. There is a link to their report, Access to Mental Health Care in Michigan, at our website. Visit iprnews.org. I'm Linda Steffen.